Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, unfortunately, J-Mac is stuck in the horrendous traffic that is out there, but we do have her on the line because she does want to come in as much as the traffic is stopping her. Hey, J-Mac, how are you going?
Hi, guys. How are you?
J-Mac, I just heard your disco banging in the background. Was that correct?
Oh, yeah. I just listen to myself all the time. That's what I do. Take out traffic at my vagina.
Can't get more than that. Now, you're playing down at the Paloma Bar at the moment with Disco Fanny, and I'm lucky enough to be helping you out down there, so I got to see you last night, and I wet myself. You are really that hilarious, you know that?
Oh, good. I try. It's why the punters pay. I wouldn't want them to just come in there and sit there with blank stares. That would be horribly awkward. So.
Well, unfortunately, SJ from Froth and I, we went to see a show last weekend. That's pretty much what it was like. It was like, oh, this is a little bit awkward. Should we...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we wanted to leave, but we were like, no, we can't leave. There's like five of us in the audience.
I had a friend do a Facebook update last night. I won't mention who it is because it's quite a big name. But in her opinion, it was the most horrible, horrific thing. And she basically called it, like, word rape. And she just couldn't sit there. And she said she felt like she left feeling dirty. And she advised everyone she knew to not go to it. And I was like, oh, that's not the spirit of the festival.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, she said it was that horrible. And there was maybe over 100 comments. Like, her Facebook went mental because, you know, this is quite a well-known person. And she was just like, nah, I don't stand for what they're talking about, blah, blah. And I was just like, wow, that's some drama on Facebook.
She didn't even like your life-size, you know, vajayjay that you could pop your head through?
Oh, no, not mine.
Oh.
Not my show. No. She loved my show. She was talking about, like, a very well-known person's show.
Oh,
and
I see.
A massive rant about them.
Oh, dear.
And Facebook got angry at her. It was hilarious. So I was just talking about word of mouth my this morning. So.
Speaking of your show, Disco Fanny, I've heard rumours, particularly from your stylist, that you have an area in the show that involves some painting. Now, in kindergarten, we have finger painting. You've taken painting to a whole different level in this show.
Look, you know, Picasso paints with his phallus. I get crafty with my downstairs.
Now, do you see these final portraits of the I don't know what you call it, the downstairs paintings?
Yeah, well, we Yoni painted. I'm an artist. You could call me, like, Yone, you know? I get, like, a really special, lucky person up to have a look at the paintings with me and get their opinion on them. So some people are really creative and some are just, like, awestruck and they're just trying to figure out if it's really a scratch and sniff or if it's, like, yeah, it gets dirty.
Oh, dear.
Now, this show is a little bit different to the one that you were doing last year. Last year was about singing Disco Fanny and bringing the song, but you sort of went on a bit of a journey, and I guess your show now is that journey up until from Disco Fanny up until this year's Comedy Festival. Do you want to give our listeners a bit of a rundown on what your show actually entails?
Yeah, sure. It's self-reflective. I guess most comedy shows are. This one for me is really personal. The last couple of years has just been stand-up and some songs. This one goes through characters and alter egos, so you've got your crazy wannabe famous character, and you've got your hippie, and you've got your kind of life story with voiceover, and then a lot of music in between. So and lots of stand up too, and a lot of storytelling. It's a lot of everything. This one becoming for a straight stand up show. That's not what it is. It's kind of my vagina, you know, everywhere. But, you know, people have been getting confused. I'm like, it's not actually my vagina. My vagina doesn't come out. It's just like themed around vagina self-empowerment. But, you know, you don't have to have a vagina to enjoy the show. You could have a penis.
I can attest to that. Yes, I did enjoy it. And I do have one of those penises.
Oh, God.
Ginny's beside herself at the moment. I think she's crying with laughter.
About Bobby McCumber do, like, you know, the most deranged bird impersonation of this song. We have vaginas. It's just fantastic.
It's all part of your Wednesday morning breakfast.
Oh, mate, these cars around me, I'm driving on speakerphone. They're wondering, who the hell am I speaking to?
Should totally just get out into gridlock traffic and just stand on top of your roof and blast Disco Fanny out and start dancing.
Give me the system and I'll do it.
Now, your show, Disco Fanny, is down 7:30 at the Paloma Bar on Collins Street, close in between William Street and King Street. That's right.
Yes, 480 Collins for sure.
And you're actually on stage every day except for Mondays up until the end of the festival.
Yeah, till the end. Bring it on if you want to come on down and shake your disco, Fanny. Just, you know where I am.
We'll put the details on our website, Facebook and Twitter later. If you do want to get down and see J-Mac, we'll give you the details of that. J-Mac, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry you couldn't be here in person
thank
today.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here in balls-deep traffic. I don't know what's going
balls
on.
Balls-deep.
We tried. Flaps-deep. I should say flaps-deep. Power that shit.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.